in Parshas Mishpatim, we read a juxtaposition of two prohibitions. Mechashefa lo techaya. One who practices witchcraft shall not live. Kol shochev behema mos yumos. Anyone who violates bestiality shall surely be put to death. So why different formulations? When it comes to the witch, shall not live. When it comes to bestiality, shall be put to death. So Rav Hirsch claims that these two psukim actually establish two prototypes of sinful behavior. The latter, kol shochev behema mos yumos, that is intrinsically repugnant. So we use the conventional mos yumos. But mechashefa, when it comes to sorcery, that's very different. In fact, I quote from him, he says, at first glance, we would assume witchcraft is a folly to be smiled at or a madness to be pitied, rather than considering it a capital offense. So Rav Hirsch explains that the gravity of witchcraft is not in the intrinsic repugnance, abomination of that particular act, but the fact that it misleads people away from the conventional means of effort, of constructive and meaningful behavior, engagement with Hashem, prayer, mitzvah observance. I think somehow my prosperity now is something that I can earn, that I can obtain through some other means rather than the conventional means. Understanding that there's divine providence, and if the divine will is not bringing me the prosperity that I would like, the success that I would like, the health, the blessing, so I need to find some other means, some indirect means to gain without the assistance of and against the laws of providence. What would the mechashef do? Mechashefa, people who deny that the forces of nature are under the control of a higher power of divine will, that they could possibly paralyze the forces of nature. And I don't necessarily have to assume that that which God wants is what will happen, but rather I have some way to circumvent. So therefore, such a person to say, most you must, that's repugnant. That act is an abomination. No, but the impact, the damaging impact that has on society, the privacy of one's own home, no, we wouldn't necessarily call that so repugnant, but the impact that has, how damaging that is on the spiritual, religious nature of society. So that's something that lo tichaya, we cannot have that. People cannot live the way in accordance with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects them to, and not respond to Him, and not have the faith that they need in divine providence. And therefore, mechashefecha lo techaya, how often do we see that people are looking for a quick fix to a problem that involves, that requires our religious attention and conventional means of tefillah, of tzedakah, of tshuva, etc. Wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom.